Blog Talk Radio.
Technical difficulties. Yes. There's another Which Ways Up Radio Classic coming up. Our show today is Woken Up Programming, and I want to welcome in my co-host Janae. How are you doing?
Hey, good. How are y'all?
Oh yeah, we good. And our guest of today, Mr. Woken Up himself.
How you doing?
Oh man, well, we are excited to have you. We have a good show mapped out today. All right, real quick before we even start anything off, Janae, do you have any questions for Mr. Woken Up?
No, I'm just looking to what he's going to initially address because it should be really interesting, the subconscious programming, family unity, you know, all kinds of things that are really, really, really important.
Oh, that's awesome. Alrighty then, welcome up. The first question I always ask everybody, every guest that does come on the show is, how did you get woken up?
Well, it's kind of crazy because I got woken up while being in church. I was in church and, of course, you know, I wasn't thinking for myself at first, but I started servicing for over a year. And as most people, before they become woken up, you know, you kind of don't want to look into it when you've been programmed so long to believe in something. And so I kind of pushed it off for a year. But, you know, I prayed about it, and I looked inside myself, man, and then something told me to go ahead and dig into it. So I dug into it, and as I dug into it, I just become enlightened. And ever since then, I haven't turned back.
Oh, was it a moment in time, like while you were in church or something like that, that made you realize, okay, this isn't for me?
Well, yeah, because I kept having this vibing thing. I guess you know how we vibe, and I had this feeling like, hey, you know, something's not right, something's missing, you know. And I think that's what everybody in church, you know, you feel like something is missing, even though you got all this stuff going on, everything's just still seems to be so contradictory, you just feel like something's missing. And
right.
When you see something, when you dig in the Bible for so long, and then you see something else that comes up and contradicts what the Bible is saying, that it can't help but spark your attention.
But welcome up, you know that you're not supposed to question the Bible, though. The Bible is true, available word of God, right?
That's why it's not really good.
Just telling the stop.
All right, so, it's interesting that you did say that. So, about how, like, Bible really don't teach us how to question things. So, what my question is to you is, so that has to be some type of programming there. And
absolutely.
Subconsciously programming there. So, what is your thought on programming? And subconscious programming, and then plus using the Bible as a programming mechanism.
Okay, that's good. Okay, programming. The program has to come from somewhere, and then it has to be implemented, right? So,
yes, sir.
Programming. Okay, we have to first understand the purpose of the program. The purpose of the program is to oppress us, and starting out from birth, especially given all of the events that taken all the way up until now, up until today, and even up until our birth, there's been a system that's been implemented, a programming system that's been implemented to keep us in a mental state of being oppressed without even knowing that we're being oppressed. And that right there is the key mechanism and what's keeping a lot of us still asleep, and it's playing the biggest part in what's causing us to not so much want to let go of what's keeping us asleep. So subconscious mind programming, we already know, okay, it's something that's in front of us, repetitive, and then it becomes a way of our life without us even realizing it, just because we're so used to it. For example, TV shows. We all got, you know,
right.
Everybody got their favorite TV shows, Real Housewives or whatever the case may be. It's Loving You, It's Wrong, you know, Scandal. I know that it's enticing to us because they made it, they put it out there to seem like it's hype, as if it's something that's so legit and something so cool and everybody wants to talk about it. However, in real life, when we come across some of those situations, the first thing we're going to think back to, or the best thing, or what we're going to feel is best for us, is the last thing that we've seen pertaining to that situation that we're in that was most appealing to us. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir. Yes, it does, King. Keep going.
Yeah,
All right, so this brings my next question, okay? So you said that sleep. Okay, so in that sleep state, and we're getting programmed by what we see and what we see on TV, right? So, and I guess, so what is your definition of being sleep? Because in order for you to be woken up, you have to be in the sleep state.
Yeah. All right, my definition of being sleep is still living in the illusion without, you know, basing your life off of information that isn't real. Does that make
sense?
Yeah, that's
yeah,
true.
Yes,
that's
does.
Very true.
You're still,
so,
you don't know the truth. Go ahead, sorry.
All right, so, okay, with being in a sleep state, okay, and subconsciously it's programming us just to be docile. Do you agree to that, or what's your thoughts about, okay, these subconscious shootings that the police are doing against us? Like, do you think that's a form of programming? What do you think's the end game with that?
Okay, to be honest on that, I would say yes, it is programming, and I would say no, it's not. And the reason why, I'll tell you why I say both. I say yes because there are some people that are left in the dark, just like, you know, even though our oppressors are the pale man, there are still some pale people, I'll say it that way, who don't understand, who don't really know the history no more than we do. You get what I'm saying? So they're still lost, too, and that, in my opinion, that plays a part in the programming, in the system, because if we have other people that are like our oppressors who do not know, you know, the same information that a lot of our people that are still asleep do not know, that works in the system's favor, because that's when we come in, like, when we say, hey, we got pale friends, you know, but we lose the fact that our pale friends are not in those positions to try and actually help our situation out, as they're benefiting from the situation. So, yeah, it's programming. Those cops that kill people, some of those may not even know that they're a part of the system. The reason why I say no is because some of them do know that they are part of the system, because we have to understand it's all about annihilation. They fear that our gene, that our reproduction is going to wipe them out. So, yeah, I mean, the people that are – you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I get you.
I want to ask you okay, so for the people who kind of know, you know, that they are programmed and they're still asleep, but I'm just going to say this based on something I was reading, you know, about the lion in the cage. He paces the cage every single day, and he's like, I don't feel right. I feel strong. I feel like the king of the jungle, but I'm in this cage, and it's somebody just throwing this meat to me, and I'm supposed to be hunting down a freaking gazelle and destroying it, you know what I'm saying? And that's kind of how we as a people are. Like, we know deep down inside our power, at least the ones who are trying to be awakened, you know, who are still kind of in that sleep phase. So what do you think it would take for them to realize, you know, like, I need to do more? Like, what, like, I know everybody isn't the same, and it took something different for you, but what do you think it might take for the masses?
The one good piece of advice that I can give everybody to help them with their awakening is, or with staying awoken and going further, is research. research, because one thing that we've known, that we've seen throughout all of this time up until now, is that whenever there's something in front of us going on, there's also something behind the scenes going on. And normally it's too late when we find out what's going on behind the scenes. So you look at everything that's been placed in front of you your whole life and then start going and digging around that, digging outside of that. You know, not saying do away with it, because there's some truth to everything that we've been taught, but it's not the whole truth. Research,
yeah.
Look.
So basically what you're saying is plant that seed, you know, for the people who know better, but they're still kind of half asleep. Just plant that seed and just be like, hey, you know what? This might not be for you, but I know this is what's best. Just research, you know, just plant that seed, you know, and hopefully they'll come around.
Yeah, don't be afraid to let go of religion, because religion is the key factor that's keeping everybody asleep, because religion is introduced with love. So because religion is introduced with love, it's hard to let go of something that seems so lovable.
Right.
Oh, real quick question. Okay, it's off the top. All right. So what do you think about holidays? Because that is a form of programming, correct?
Absolutely.
So what is your opinion about that? Do you celebrate them, or, like, what do you do?
No, I don't celebrate them. I used to, yeah. I mean, who hasn't? But I don't now. And the reason why I don't now is because I understand now that it's a program. And there's a program is not brought forth unless it has a purpose. You see, so we got to understand these holidays have a purpose, you know, on our minds subconsciously. Because, all right, they use religion to keep us down, and then they throw the holidays in the mix, too. And religion, instead of us in our right mind saying, okay, something's not adding up here. This says this, but they're still pushing this. They're pushing both of them. They're making it seem like it's all right, but it's just not all right. So, you know, nobody sits there and thinks, like, okay, something's not right, and we have to do that. I'm sorry, I'm kind of getting tired of me and my thoughts. I got a lot of thoughts about holidays.
No, you're fine, because you had me thinking about that too. You know, like, a lot of people don't think about that. Like, okay, the holidays are mixed in with the Bible, but then they don't correlate with the Bible whatsoever. But then you get people just running out, just knocking each other over. Christmas, for instance, if you read the Bible, you know, why does it say Jesus was born on December 25th? And then it alludes to that he was born in the springtime anyway, you know, as far as what I read. But so it doesn't correlate, and people don't really think about that, like you were saying.
Yeah, we're taught to simply, go ahead, I'm sorry.
Oh, I was about to add on to her build, just saying, hey, even in Jeremiah, it says, don't take a part with the Christmas trees.
Yeah.
So just add on to that. But yeah, so yeah, go on ahead.
Hey, you're right about that. I know what you're talking about. I know one of them somewhere is in like a verse 10 or chapter 10 or something. But yeah.
I want to say 10 and 3.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
They're all put in place, and if you notice, they're put in place around certain events. Like, for example, the whole Thanksgiving thing, the whole Christopher Columbus. Why would you – I mean, that holiday right there, Thanksgiving, is put in place so that people would focus on what's being pushed in front of us as what Thanksgiving is actually meant for versus what really happened. Christopher Columbus didn't find nobody here. He was found by us that were already here. You get what I'm saying? So you start looking at the holidays and where they're all placed and what they're for. One is for money, because people are going to spend money on holidays, and the other one is to keep everybody's attention on what is being pushed for versus what is actually behind the scenes on where it actually derives from. Okay, I'm sorry.
And like you said, just like religion, the holidays, they make it seem all about love, all about positivity, and behind all of those those holidays, it's so freaking negative. Like, have you realized that? Like, you were talking about Thanksgiving, you know, and things, and it's like so brutal and negative. And like Brian was saying, and like you were saying, it's all just to keep us docile, you know, just to seem like friendly. We're just gonna go with the flow, you know, just to, you know, keep us in that type of matrix and not really think and do our own research.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and just to add on top, okay, so let's segue into this, okay? So we have this programming, all right? We have no religion. We have let's say, TV. So how does that affect the unity of the family? Let me get your thoughts on that.
I get it. Because, and it's something I know about. Not all families. If you notice nowadays versus compared to back in, I guess, the 80s and 90s, families more so spat. And I'm not saying people don't do it now, but it's less and less. More families don't sit around the table anymore, and they don't just have a good dinner and actually talk to each other. Faces are on the phone, watching whatever videos or whatever episode they got going on, or families don't sit down because the interest of one show may not interest the other person in the family. You get what I'm saying? That's one thing as far as, like, all that goes. But if you really want to talk about the unity in the home, it's being pushed in all of the media, whether it's online or whether it's in a show. Like, if you see online, it's always all, like for example, I'll give this, I like to talk relationships. And I would post a lot of uplifting posts about men being a gentleman to women. You know, trying to teach men how to actually treat their women. But if I post a single post about a woman, explaining how women should treat a man, I would get on there and say, yeah, but it goes both ways. You get what I'm saying? That's that Willie Lynch, I guess I would say, syndrome.
You said it. You said it.
We're still in a competition, and I tell people a lot, a relationship is not a competition, it's a companionship. Two people in a competition, they're competing for the same goal, but a companionship, a companion is somebody working together with you for to reach the same goal, if that makes sense.
Right, partnership, yeah.
So media, social media, all has now turned relationship into a competition on who can outdo who and who's actually better than who, and it takes our mind off of actually unifying. You're teaching everybody that independency is okay. Independency is cool. An independent woman is cool, but don't throw your independency in a man's face, because independency has nothing to do with intimacy. Yeah, your money is good, but you can't sleep with your money, all that extra stuff. So we have to understand where that line is.
All right, so I have a question, okay? So, all right, you're on programming, okay? We see it on Desperate Housewives and, Housewives of Atlanta and all these other shows. So we're being programmed not to unify. So let me ask you, how do we unify? Just as just a family, number one. And then let's say number two, how do we unify as just black people in general? Because let's say if we have differing opinions, all right, and we're supposed to be unified or trying to unify, people always get attacked, So the first one is, how do we unify as a couple, as a family? And then the second is, how do we unify as a people when all of our programming says otherwise?
Well, I thought you never asked. Okay. I'm going to put the first two in one. Nothing comes easy. Okay, if you notice everything in life, everything as far as relationships, it's been made more convenient. And always convenient is not always better. Just like you're playing bones, all money is not good money. It's the same thing. So in the home, how do you unify? Well, what you program, you uninstall it. That's just that. You have to let that zone of what, you have to first know that you're being programmed. Once you come into the understanding that you're being programmed and by what, you have to make the conscious decision yourself to let go of what's keeping you bound. And until, a person or a couple agrees to do that and actually forth that action, it takes, 90 days to break a habit, if you do that, it can be more healthy. But both people have to be willing to do that. And you have to find things that are actually going to build the relationship to replace those you have to install, where you're uninstalling, if it makes sense.
Let me ask you about this. Okay, what about the coons? Okay, so let's say Tommy Sotomayor. How do you unify with that?
I'm sorry, one more time.
Let's say with the coons. Okay, Tommy Sotomayor. All right, you know, I don't like calling people coons, but he has showed himself as a proponent of unity in the African American community. So I want to tell you, how would you unify with a coon, or how would you
get
that programming off that coon? Let me ask you that.
That's rough. Sorry, Wilkin.
Program me off the coon?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what he was saying, basically.
Everybody runs into him.
Okay.
Oh,
well, there's really no right or wrong answer to that, because you really can't get to, everybody's not going to want the program uninstalled. And the thing is, I've been saying this a lot. I tell people, understand it. Understanding is the key to all of this. If you understand what's going on, and you understand what it takes for unity, and understand what it takes to break, you know, the system of break or whatever the program it is. When you understand that, you know what has to be done, and you will understand that they take the actions that needs to be taken for the better if you have the integrity and your intentions are for the better. Does that make sense?
Okay, so I'm going to go back to this. Okay, so we were talking about programming, about media. In the media, you know, Desperate Housewives, blah, 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 Empire, all this kind of stuff, they're basically programming people to see Black people in a negative way, and also to quote-unquote teach Black people how to act. And so they attach these different definitions to people, and you can go on Facebook and every other media outlet and you see these definitions attached, such as coon. You know, so we keep attaching like these negative definitions to each other, and then that ostracizes each other and causes more division, you know. And it's stupid division. Like, you disagree with somebody's opinion, attack. You don't act Black enough, attack. You know, mm-hmm. So I think that we need to get ourselves out of trying to define each other, you know, define what's Black, giving each other all these definitions, you know, and then coon, you know, what one person might believe is a coon, another person might not. You know, they might just act proper, you know, and then another person is like, okay, this person betrays the Black people. That's what coon means. And then another one might just be a hater and call somebody a coon. You know what I mean? So how do we start stripping away these definitions?
Okay. Well, to be honest, it's a two-sided coin on that one, because, okay, it's really the user error. I would say it's user error. It's a two-sided coin. It is, okay, using those terms for somebody who has, you know, the utmost understanding and integrity, I would say that, well, me personally, I'll just say this, me personally, if I call somebody a coon, it's my way of telling myself who to watch out for. Because we have
right.
to understand, though we will it, that all of our people wake up. The reality is all of our people are not going to wake up to the reality. And so we have to come up with some way. We may not, we probably shouldn't openly say it, but we should make mental notes. Okay, this person right here is the person that will betray me to my enemy, to my oppressor, because they still...
I agree with that 100%.
And that's the reason why I would use certain terms, but to get what you're saying, now here's the other side of the coin. You're right as far as stripping those negative titles, but we have to strip the program, because, as you said, those TV shows are those TV shows are the new Willie Lynch. I put it like that. TV is the new Willie
wow.
Lynch. It's teaching everybody to compete with each other and feel like they're better than the next person. And that's where the issue comes in, because until we stop thinking that we are better than everybody else and begin
mm-hmm.
to think that we are all the same, that's and actually believe that and actually feel like that without any hidden agendas, that's when the true understanding can step in, and that's when we can act, true results and solutions can actually be put into action. But at the same time, those solutions to be put in action should not have anything involving the system. Because the system was never designed for us. The only time it should involve the system is if it has something to do with taking the system down.
Right.
So here, you mentioned Willie Lynch, okay? So What do you think is the lasting effects of Willie Lynch and the Williams letter? And I know we only have so many minutes out the day for this.
No, you cool, man. I'm just like, man, like that, just that question alone, man, it says a lot. I mean, we're looking at it, man. Look at our neighborhood, man. Look at the mindset of our people. Look at, I mean, you can see it all on the memes that's being made in the video.
Yeah.
The image being put out there. That's the lasting effects of Willie Lynch. And we have to teach our people first that they're being programmed, you know, by Willie Lynch. We have to teach them about Willie Lynch so that they can understand what's going on in their lives. Because they, a lot of people, a lot of our people act out because they don't know what else. They don't know their purpose. They don't know what's going on to them, and they just know that they're hearing and bad stuff just keeps happening to them. And you know what I'm saying? A lot of us just don't know. They're still asleep. But once we wake them up to reality of it, it's then we can place the opportunity in their hands on which way they choose to decide to go with the rest of their lives.
Okay, I have
awesome.
A question. Okay, so what is the biggest brick wall against us unifying, in your opinion? Like, what's the biggest problem besides the media, besides what we covered, and what's stopping us from really unifying and acting like we really love each other? You know, because a lot of people, they can write it all day, but when I go outside, you know, everybody ain't acting like they love me, you know? So I'm like, okay. So what's, like, the first thing that you would say, like, the biggest problematic area with us and loving each other and really uniting?
All right. One is humility, humbleness, and the other one is understanding, okay? Not humble. We're taught to be prideful and be proud, which is cool. Be proud of who you are and where you come from. But when that becomes the pride, where you have the pride towards your brother in a competitive state, that's the biggest problem right there. Because if you don't, and that's where understanding comes in, because if you understand that you're not better than anybody else, you're going to mentally be able to humble yourself to anybody, any of your brothers and sisters that you come across. But at the same time, we must understand that when we have this mindset, not all of our brothers and sisters have that mindset, because not all of them are where we are. But how many people has ever walked up to you with a smile on their face, ready to shake your hand, did you shut off?
Not very many.
None of them. You see what I'm saying? So it's going
not
to take us.
Yeah.
It's going to take us that are woke, who have that understanding of what it takes to unify, to walk up to the person that's going to look at us crazy and almost ready to fight us because they don't know us, just to tell them, like, man, if you only knew how important you were. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We have to get out of this mindset to where, man, we see the next person, we got to mug them. Because that's if you see your own brother and sister in public, regardless of their lifestyle, if you got to mug them, you're still suffering from the system because we hate each other.
So what do you think about each other in our community that spite each other's success?
Should they spite each other's success?
Yes. Yes, King.
Well, it's unity. That's how we spike each other. That's how we spike each other's success. Those in the community, once we start to unify, once we come to the understanding of what it's going to take, then we start looking at each other. We can start looking at each other's gifts and like, man, wow, you know, you're actually legit. Man, this is that. But if you're not humble enough to recognize where somebody else is greater than you are, or somebody else's greatness is period, you know, we won't be able to unify. We won't be able to push each other towards success. First, we have to break that barrier of competition. Once we break that barrier of competition, then we can put our heads together. Like most of these devices that we know that have been created by our people, especially nowadays, on some of the memes that you may see, it's a group of us. You know, it's a group. Like I seen a video on Facebook, two little boys, I forgot where they were in Africa, but they made
yes.
a dump truck out of the dump trash that they found. You know?
Yeah, I feel you. Real quick, hey, we got 30 seconds left in the show. Here, I want to get lasting impressions from Janae real quick. Any lasting impressions of today's show?
I think it's all been really good, you know, especially the humbling part, you know, the non-judgmental part, what it takes to really unite. Because I was going to ask you a question about the other side of the coin, you know, being happy for each other's success, but then we have another problem when black people get too famous, then we kind of, you know, black people hate on each other too, or they say, oh, he's just going to marry a white lady, blah, 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 blah. But you basically, you know, hit the nail on the head as far, you know, because one is, they're the same in one, you know, so you basically answered that. So 30 seconds.
Okay. Here, woken up. Okay. Question. All right. Last question after I'm going to go into your final, final thoughts. All right. So can you have unity with an interracial relationship?
That's a very broad question. I'm here. I'm sorry. That's just a very broad question.
He was like, oh.
No. I'm saying like, okay. Let's say, just a black man and a Caucasian woman. Okay, and can he be? Is that unity? You know, is that a part of? You know, subconsciously. Moving forward with the unity with the family.
Okay. Now, this answer is going to sound really, 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 really crazy, but just trust me, just for a minute, all right? All right.
All right, I got you.
All right. There's an interracial relationship. Can there be unity there? Yes. However, does it fit the agenda of keeping a nation alive or nation building or freeing the nation from the agenda of the system that's been put in place to, you know, control us? No. You see what I'm saying? It can't be unity for the, you know, for those who are awake to understand the purpose of the interracial relationship allowance by the system. You see what I'm saying? Because somebody that gets an interracial relationship, if they're already there and they're in that relationship and they don't know, they don't have the knowledge of what we know of, guess what? Yeah, they're going to unify with each other. Matter of fact, I'm not even going to lie to you. All of my brothers. Are in interracial relationships. I'm not, and my sister's not, but all of my brothers are. And they in love and stuff, but they don't know what I know. They don't know what I know yet. And
that's
fine.
Love everybody.
That's still
so,
killing
so,
us.
So how would you break that to your brothers? You know, like, all right, well, this is not nation building, or this is not. No, how would you have that conversation with them?
If they ask me, I'm 100. I don't pull no punches. I'll tell them that this is, you know, to each their own. If that's what you feel, that's you. But understand that this is our people dying. If you care about our people like that, then hey, that's cool. But if not, I understand because how old they are and how conditioned they are. But as for me and mine, it's not going to be like that. And
I got you.
I still respect you. That's our differences. I still love you. But when the time comes. Like let's say something kicks off. Let's say that war kicks off and the time comes. You know, if anybody, you know, on that side, I love you, my brother, but the reality of the matter is, there, you know, it's going to be that. We have to understand.
Whoa!
That.
Whoa!
We have to
No, I feel you, you know, because they're not going to be ready in the same way we would be ready. You would be ready. Brian would be ready. I get that. I get that 100%.
And that's the reality of it. We spend a lot of time running from the reality because we don't want to face it, but we have to at some point.
Yeah, I mean, you got to keep it 100, though. Like, you know, if you see your brothers or whoever messing up,
Oh, they don't hear from me. I got to see them next week. They don't hear from me. Hold on. Yeah, we're having a gathering. Sorry.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. All right, well, Woken Up, do you have any lasting impressions?
I just want to say I appreciate the time. I appreciate y'all having me on the show. I really do. Go Brian and Janae, and I appreciate the listening.
Oh, that's awesome. So would you come back on?
Oh, absolutely, man.
All right, this is Which Way's Up Radio. This is your host, Brian West. This is Woken Up Programming. Hey, come stay tuned with us next Sunday, 5:30, for another great show. We out of here.